Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Okay, zip code is 80905.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
First name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. I had to look to see if it was under Jerry or Gerald, but it's Jerry, middle initial F, and last name is spelled K-N-A-U-F. F is in Frank.
All right. K-M-A-U-F?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Last name is K-N, N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, U is in Umbrella, okay. And F is in Frank.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to turn off Alexa. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Alexa, off. The only woman in my life that pays attention to me. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I didn't, I've located this last name, but I don't see a, did you say Gerald or Jerry?
The reason I'm calling, The reason I'm calling is there's on my credit card, there's a, an invoice or a charged amount from Prime Trendy Gadgets com with this phone number, and it's for $49.89. And I'm calling to see if this is possibly a fraudulent charge. We have no recollection of making this. We didn't, as far as we're positive, we didn't make this charge. Can you tell me anything about this charge, which was on, it says the date was February 11th, and it was posted on February 14th.
Okay, so I'm going to search by last name only, and then I'll look at the charge date. You said February the 11th.
Yep. February 11th is the charge date, and I have a reference number that may be internal to the credit card or maybe to you. I don't know.
Right. So it may be for the credit card. All right. I've located a possible account. It looks like there's a female as the first name.
That'd be my wife, mm-hmm. My wife, Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y.
Yes, correct. All right. Thank you. I've located this account. Please verify the shipping address.
1712 Hercules Drive is our home address. I would assume that's the shipping address, and it should be the shipping address for this, but I don't know.
Yes, thank you. All right. I've located this account. This is for a meal planning app. It looks like it may have been in part with a contest entry or sweepstakes winning for a Dyson vacuum.
Whoa. Okay, hold on while I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my wife involved here because she has made, she's, I don't think this is ours, but hold on just a second. Just a minute. Hey, Kath, put that on mute. Put that on mute. Let me get my wife's involvement here, and she can tell you, and maybe you can tell us what you just said.
Yeah.
You said that this Prime Trendy Gadget charge for $49.89, and say again what your record show it is.
All right, this is for a meal planning app. It looks like it was in participation with a survey or a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum or a Dyson sweeper.
Oh. All right. Well,
do we know what it is?
Yeah, it really is a scam. And it was supposed to be Kohl's. And and I filled it out, and I was supposed to get, like, a gift certificate, but it turned out to be a scam. How do I get out of that?
Yeah, I'll be able to help you with this. Now, this meal plan has recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. I'd like to offer it to you at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No. All right. I don't want anything to do with it.
We'll go ahead and have the account canceled whenever you're ready. I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
All right. Cancellation number is?
Mm-hmm. C as in cancel, 920-438-843. All right. So that cancels the account.
That number is C, 920-438-843.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we have you all canceled. There'll be no further billing. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, but you're saying that this $49 charge was a valid charge?
I didn't give permission for that amount.
Okay, so it does look like a valid charge, but I'll be able to assist you with this. Let me take a look. 1 second. All right. So based on when you pay the shipping and handling, sometimes it requires shipping and handling of the various prizes that are offered or won. It does require your acknowledgement, your consent to enroll in this meal planning app. Now, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund to that charge. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Well, if you could refund any part of that or all of it, mm-hmm. we would really appreciate that. This was not something we intended. I really thought it was fraudulent. I was getting ready to call the credit card company to have it and put a fraud alert on it. But you've explained to me where the charge came from. So you're saying that you would be able to refund back about $25 of this amount?
Right. Yeah, correct. Yes, sir. It'll be $24.99 being refunded back to the account, and should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. So just
no further charges.
Yes, right.
No. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for doing this, and please make sure it goes through because it's pretty important to us.
Yes, sir. I understand. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.